أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين، وبه نستعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكذلك مكنا ليوسف في الأرض يتبوأ منها حيث يشاء. Brothers and sisters, we were on the verse 57 of Surah Yusuf, and inshallah today we will continue. Up to last week we have discussed how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have planned and plotted for such a pious, good, patient Prophet as Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon our Prophet, his progeny, and him. And he took him from the dirty cells of the prison to the highest position in the kingdom. And not only that, but also in a due time, he owned every aspect of Egypt, every foot of Egypt, every person, every slave, every belonging that the Egyptians had. Okay, this is the story of Yusuf. Now, what happened to the story of Zalikha, the one that was in total love? She was extremely in love with Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Yusuf had reached a kingdom. The husband of Zalikha died, Al-Aziz died. Time went by, she became poor. Not only poor, but also because she loved Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. She was in a constant depression, she was in a constant sadness, crying until it said her eyes became white because of that cry. She lost her vividness, she lost her youth. SubhanAllah, after all, Yusuf was 14 years in the prison, not a day or two. One day some of the people, they told her, why don't you go and ask Yusuf for some assistance? She, at the beginning, said that I am a bit ashamed. But then she said, no, I will go. Now why? She changed her mind. She made that decision because she told them, I am not afraid of the person who is afraid of God. Such a person will not do anything unjust. Such a person will not be unfair. Usually we are afraid of the sultans, the kings, the men of position, the ones that they do not have any morality, the ones that they do not have any ethics, the ones that they do not have a spiritual bridle on themselves. So therefore, definitely, they will be harming others. But the ones who bound themselves by the boundaries of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one should be afraid of them. And Yusuf was one of them. Matter of fact, on a side, how much in need we are today of such a just, fair leader for ours. Therefore, let us pray that our master, Al-Hujjah, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif, he appears. He comes out of that occultation. And as it said, he takes the unfairness away. Please, let me here make a point. A lot of people, they think that when Al-Hujja Ajallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif appears, he comes and he kills all the rest of the religions. For instance, God forbid, he kills the Jews, he kills the Christians, he kills whoever. That is not true. Al-Hujja Ajallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, he comes in order to put order in the land after corruption has been spread, after oppression has been spread. Every country, every society will do that. If somebody wants to spread corruption, there are people of force that they will stop them. And when Al-Hujja appears, he comes to stop oppression. He comes to stop corruption. He comes in order to spread fairness and justice, not to kill people. He wants to implement and apply a system that is fair and just. So therefore, we ask sincerely from the Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let Al-Hujja out of the occultation and come to spread justice and fairness. As Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, spread that justice and peace within that piece of land that called Egypt at that time. The story of Zulaykha. Zulaykha was in need. Zulaykha was poor. Zulaykha became poor. Zulaykha became old. So she went. Now, in different stories, I'll tell the version that I have heard. If you go and look, for instance, through Al-Bihar, through many books of Al-Hadith, you'll see a little bit of a difference in the story. However, the morality is the same. She went and she sat down in front of Yusuf. As Yusuf was passing, he noticed her. She said to the guards, "I would like to go and talk to Yusuf." One of them said, "Maybe he detests for what you have done." After all, that was a great accusation. After all, 14 years he was in prison for no sin at all. She said the statement, "I am not afraid of the man who is afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." She went and she asked Yusuf. Yusuf here looked at her and she said, "Why did you like me, Zulaykha?" She said, "Oh Yusuf, don't blame me. Truly don't blame me. You were the most handsome man on the face of the earth. Matter of fact, I don't think another one will be like you. I was the prettiest woman on the face of the earth. I had a husband that was impotent, that he could not perform any relationship. I was the richest, I was the queen. I fell totally in love with you. And I'm still am in love with you." Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, "Then what would you do?" He asked her, "What would you do if you saw another one that is called the seal of the prophets, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, Habib ilahi al-alameen, that is more handsome than me, that he is more moral than me. He is much higher of a position than me. That he is more beautiful than me. What would you do when you see him?" Zulaykha immediately, she looked down and up And she said, "You spoke the truth." Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, asked her, said, "Zuleikha, what made you say that? How did you know that I spoke the truth?" She said, "Because as soon as you said it, I know that you are a truthful man. But as soon as you said it, his love fell into my heart. So therefore, I knew that you have spoken the truth. And you are a truthful man as well." A revelation came to Yusuf, saying, "Yusuf, because of what she just said, because she just fell in love with Habibi Ilahi al-Alamin, Yusuf, you ask her hand for marriage." Yes, subhanAllah. Brothers, the love of Ahlul Bayt is a request from the Rasul through the Holy Quran. As he, several places in the Holy Quran said, "Qul la as'alukum alayhi ajr." I don't want any recompensation from you. إلا المودة في القربة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to love Ahlul Bayt. And on top of that pyramid is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the pay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Yusuf, "I have forgiven her, Yusuf. Why don't you marry her?" So Yusuf asks her hand. Says, "Zuleikha," or "Zuleikha, I would like to ask your hand for marriage." Zuleikha answered back, said, "Ya Yusuf, don't laugh at me. Don't make fun of me. You know, now I am poor. Now I am old. Now look at my shape." He said, "No, I am not making fun of you. I truly am asking your hand." He said, "But I'm old." He said, "That can be fixed. Allah is capable of doing anything. Allah is capable of changing you. Allah is capable to bring that fresh skin. The young age, the beauty that you had, and even a lot more. Go look at yourself." Ya subhanAllah. In time, she went immediately, she looked at herself, and she realized that yes, she was as young as her top age. And she came back, and Yusuf and Zuleikha got married. Another quick story. Yusuf and Zuleikha, they got married. And time went by. And Zuleikha, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon her now, she's the wife of Yusuf, she became busy with prayers. And she became also busy with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day as she was praying more and more and more, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, came. And jokingly, he was trying to joke with her. She ran away. As she ran away, Yusuf ran behind her. As he got a hold of her, her clothes got ripped from behind. She turned around and she told Yusuf, "One incident for one incident. This one for that one." Yes, subhanAllah. Beautiful story. From this side. Now let's see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling about the rest of Yusuf's brothers, the rest of Yusuf's family, his father, his other 11 brothers and sisters. As you know, the first 7 years, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, was busy in harvesting and storing with such a great knowledge of Yusuf, of prophecy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon Yusuf. With that knowledge, he took care of planting, the agriculture, the harvest, and so forth. Then the harshness of the drought started. In time, everybody's food was finished. In time, nobody had anything. However, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, had stored everything in vast, huge storages. And everybody who was in need was coming and buying whatever they needed. Among the places that was hit by such a huge drought was the place of Canaan, where Yusuf's brothers and sisters and father, Yusuf's brothers and father was living. They also was hit by that drought. So therefore, the father said, why don't you go to Egypt and see what you guys can do? They said, okay. Only 10 brothers. The brother of the same mother and father that was with Yusuf did not go. They went all the way to Yusuf. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجَاءَ أُخْوَةُ يُوسِفْ فَدَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَعَرَفُهُمْ فَعَرَفَهُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. The brothers of Yusuf came to Yusuf and they entered wherever he was, because Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, by himself, he was taking care of the citizens. He was the most just. He was the most fair. So, therefore, he by himself was taking care of the distribution. So there will not be any unfairness in the process of that distribution. So therefore, when the brothers went inside, immediately he noticed them. But they could not recognize who he was. I mean, after all, they left Yusuf as he was very young. They left him in the well. He was taken as a slave. How could they even think that such a brother, one day he will be the king of such a country, from such a location to such a place? Ya subhanAllah. But he noticed them, because he did have that feeling toward his brothers, toward his family. They also maybe did not recognize him because there is an awe. Usually when a person becomes a leader of some sort, he will be surrounded by a certain halo of awe, that huge dignity that sometimes it even may put a bit of fear in some people's hearts. It makes you afraid. My God, what am I seeing? I'm seeing a great leader. SubhanAllah. So they did not know him. However, he recognized them immediately. وَلَمَّا جَهَّزَهُمْ بِجِهَازِهِمْ قَالَ أَتُونِي بِأَخٍ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَبِيكُمْ أَلَا تَرَوْنَ إِنِّي أُوفِيَ الْكَيْلِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُ الْمُنْزِلِينَ. So, what happened? When they went and they saw Yusuf, Yusuf, since he was the one that was taking care of the distribution, he was not only a generous person, but also he was a great host. So he hosted them, he fed them, he put them in nice places. And questions and answers, and somehow he took some words out of them. So therefore, he told them that, yes, I will give you what you need. And he gave them all the food. He gave them all the things that they needed. And then he said, I also want another brother of yours, the brother that he is there. وَلَمَّا جَهَّزَهُمْ بِجِهَازِهِمْ. So when he gave them what they needed, what he gave them when they, what they came for, they came there to take some food, to eat, to fix. He said, I want you to bring your brother with you. And don't you know, don't you see that I am fair? I give everybody their share. And I'm also one of the greatest hosts. And then, this is discipline. Brothers, it said, فَإِن لَمْ تَأْتُونِي بِهِ فَلَا كَيْلَ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي وَلَا تَقْرَبُونَ. A bit of warning. He said, and if you do not bring your brother, I will not give you any share. And I will not let you be close. Being close to the king usually is a great honor. You know, a word of discipline, as we should use for our families. A lot of us, we try to be a good disciplinary, a good father, a good mother to our children. Then, let's say that we see that the kid is doing something bad, or the kid, we want something out of the child. How should we approach this issue? How should we solve it? How should we let him, for instance, the issue of prayers, fasting, telling the truth, and so forth in their life, being good, not running too much, not doing whatever too much. You have to use two issues, just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses. You have to use the issue of encouragement. You have to use the issue of rewards. At the same time, you have to use the issue of punishment. That, well, if you do this, you will get this. But if you don't do it, you will not get it. Or maybe, if it's something bad or severe, God forbid, you even have to discipline them by a little punishment, and so forth. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does the same thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, if you are good in your life, if you are truthful, if you are pious, if you are virtuous, if you do your prayers, if you are in peace with yourself and the surrounding, if you live in content for whatever I give you, your reward will be heaven. If you don't, there is a punishment. There is a place called Al-Jahannam, Jahannam. It is the hellfire. Down there, people will be punished for the bad things that they have done. So therefore, control yourself. Therefore, be good. Therefore, don't be bad. Same thing. As you're disciplining a child. Now, one of my philosophies that I have gained in life, I say discipline with love. What do I mean by discipline with love? You try to be nice to your child. You try to be extra nice to your child. For instance, let's say that if niceness was a scale from 1 to 10. You always try to be in the upper level, 10, 9, 10, 9. You know, be there. Be at that level. For instance, if you want to be at 9, be at 9. Fine. You still have about 8 underneath in order to use it for punishment. If your child had done something bad, don't immediately, for instance, be mean or angry. No, reduce your love. reduce your attention, reduce your giving to the child. For instance, I mean, and from my case, when I go and I see my grandkids, you know, or any children, when I go to the centers, I try my best to give them more attention, to love them, to hug them, to give them a piece of candy. If there was somebody bad, I would tell them, okay, you will not get this candy because you did this, 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 and this. Or I will reduce the attention. I will not give them, for instance, the smiles. I will not give them, you know. So what I do is I reduce the love a little bit. So God forbid, they know. If they did something bad, they know. It doesn't reach below the span of love. In other words, where it reached, where they had to have a bit of a spanking or so forth. So discipline, but discipline with love. Here Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. You see that he honored them. He hosted them. He gave them extra attention. He gave them a great care. And then he came with his statement. He said, now, you have another brother. I want you to bring him. Don't you see? I have hosted you well. I have cared for you well. If you do not bring him, فَإِن لَمْ تَأْتُونِي بِهِ فَلَا كَيْلَ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي وَلَا تَقْرِبُونَ. If you do not bring him, I will not let you be close to me, and I will not even give you your share. That's it. That's enough. I give you what I gave you. Now what happened? Can Jacob, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, can he let the other son that is a full brother of Yusuf be out of his sight? And in other words, all of his children leave him, depart from his land? What kind of a promises his brothers are supposed to be given to their father in order to take him with them? Ya subhanAllah. And besides, what and how long can they live on the food that they got? It's very harsh drought that they could not they could not live with. They need food. So all of these in perspective, inshaAllah ta'ala, we will discuss it in the next session. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put the love of Ahlul Bayt in our hearts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us understand His revelation, Al-Wahy al-Ilahi, Al-Quran al-Kareem. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us virtuous, pious, and spiritual, so we will be closer to Him. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Allahumma.